Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. A word of advice here as we are listening to Charles Pyle in the news. Charles had a piece of sound from a Bob Holsworth. I wouldn't give you a nickel for the stuff that Bob Holsworth has to say. And if anybody's listening to him go, well, that's it. No reason I should vote for Lieutenant Governor Sears or John Reed or Attorney General Meares. I mean, he said it's pretty much over. This is her last chance. I've never heard him ever give any sort of chance to Republicans. And again, if you do have a question for him, ask him about Buddy Fowler. All right? That for me was the final point when I said, yeah, I don't ever need to hear what he has to say again. Because as far as I'm concerned, everything he does and everything he says, to me anyway, sounds like he's trying to convince Republicans, don't bother voting. I'd like to think I'm wrong. I'm just telling you what my sense of it is. So I don't give him a nickel's worth of credit as far as me. You're concerned about this election, then go out and vote. And don't let anybody suppress your vote. Don't let anybody keep you at home. The other one, I mean, and this guy is a total buffoon, of course, Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. It's another one. Hasn't been right in forever. And any credibility he had, and it wasn't a lot to begin with, any credibility he had was completely and totally destroyed when he compared people attending President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden to Nazis. That was it. I was done with him. Not that I had, again, any real confidence in anything that he had to say, because I think he's a buffoon. But after that, forget about it. Not interested in any way. All right. Let me share a couple of things coming in on the James River Air text line, if you don't mind, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Feel free to shoot me a text over there, and then we're going to listen, believe it or not, to people on MSNBC or whatever they're calling it this week that actually had something sort of, kind of, good to say about President Trump. I know. All right. 804 says, hey, Jeff, before Charles Pyle arrived, I used to cringe whenever the WRVA news came on. It was painful to listen to. Yep, right there with you. Charles and company have elevated the one area that was lacking on the station. Kudos to all who made it happen. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Love you, too. And they're absolutely right. Charles has turned that newsroom around, is the best it has sounded in 13 years that I've been here at WRBA. There's nobody that I ever heard on that station for news that has sounded better than Charles, done better reporting than Charles. We had a lot of people back there that, kind of passed through there, but... Jeff, I voted already. Why do I have to keep hearing Abigail Spamberger ads on the morning show, but no Winsome Sears ads? Well, because Winsome Sears doesn't have money rolling in from California and New York. And before anybody gets, I don't understand why you take the ads. Well, because if you have an FCC license, you are obligated to take political ads. If you take one, you have to take them all. That's that. Those are the rules. Those are the rules. Jeff, it would be hard for anyone else to top ending a war, much less ending seven wars, and be more deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize than President Trump. Who else would that be? What else could that person do to top this? Nothing. That's CK in Richmond. I agree with you. And you know what? I still don't know that he's going to get it. Jeff, I just voted at Hanover Courthouse. I was number 367. Wow, good. Very easy setup. Lots of volunteers. They said activity has increased considerably the last couple of days. I'm voting Republican all the way. Cheers, Pam in Hanover. Well, I am as well. Good for you. John, who is down in Bon Air, says, Jeff, I like Little Friday better than Friday Eve, personally. Okay, John, well, then you use Little Friday. Yeah, I mean, it's wrong, but you go right ahead and do that. 804 says, Jeff, somebody should check Ghazala Hashmi's social media, text, emails. I'd be very surprised if she herself hadn't made similar hateful comments. Think about this for a second. Jay Jones was texting that stuff to Carrie Coyner, a Republican. Can you imagine what the Democrats say amongst themselves? That's kind of my takeaway from that. I agree. Jeff, took me 37 seconds to vote early in Virginia, the Laburnum location in Henrico, as opposed to spending 37 minutes at the post office trying to mail a package. So everybody can get out and vote early or you can't complain. That's Catherine in Richmond. 804, Jeff, Jay Jones is untouchable. Both parents are judges. Nothing will happen to him. His community service was a joke. He is the Democrat heir apparent, and I will need libations at 6 o'clock. Well, I'm debating that. And I don't know if Herrera and Pyle are aware of it. 6:03 is happy hour here at Casa Cats. And if I am delaying my own personal gratification for the betterment of society? I mean, really? It's asking a lot of me, isn't it? Do I, what do you think? Do I postpone happy hour by an hour? Or do I still engage in happy hour maneuvers at 18:03, which could, I'm telling you, could make that pre-debate show that much more entertaining. All right, I'll consider it. Hey, Jeff, the motto ought to be vote early and often, right? No, that was the motto when I was growing up in Philadelphia. Vote early, vote often. Because there was no actual observance of the rules. In addition, in Philadelphia, as a kid growing up, we used to routinely have 90-95% voter turnout from cemeteries. Because the philosophy was, hey, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're not patriotic. 703 says, Jeff, according to the current odds on Poly Market, Donald Trump only has a 4% chance of winning the Nobel Prize. Sudan's emergency response rooms are the runaway favorite with 33% odds. Okay. 804 says, Jeff, Dr. Bob is such a hack. He's just a nicer version of Larry Sabato. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah. And that's not the good Dr. Bob. You know, my Dr. Bob is Dr. Bob Quarles from Threshold Medical down there in Midlothian. That's my doctor. He's my friend, too, but he's my doctor. So that Dr. Bob is amazing. Now, this is that Dr. Bob Holsworth who does some of the political observations. 703 says, Jeff, the Nobel Peace Prize basically lost all credibility when PLO leader Yasser Arafat won it in 1994, and what little credibility was left went down the drain in 2009 when Obama won simply because he was a U.S. president whose name was not George W. Bush. Yeah. 804, Jeff, do you believe Abigail Spanberger has a double-digit lead? I do not. Steve the Painter, Jeff, we just had an Abigail Spanberger flyer shoved under our door. I'm sorry to hear that. No, can I tell you? All right, get ready. I'm going to give you the warning now. In a couple of moments, we're going to play some audio from MSNBC, Mr. and Mrs. Mika. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, it is, it's interesting. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.